So, building on Nikki's instructions, on centered in the body, to be embodied, and I want to do some instructions in walking meditation, which is very much, using your body, but an opportunity to also be embodied. And as an introduction, I want to say that there are many ways of being aware. And different people gravitate towards one way or a different way. If a teacher says, be aware, I can guarantee you that in a room this many people's size, there'll be different ways that's interpreting about how to notice, how to bring attention to different things. And without explaining much more than that, I want to say that the kind of the basic baseline minimum requirement to be mindful is just to whatever way you have is to simply notice what is happening in the present moment. If you're noticing what's happening in the present, that's enough. If you can notice what's happening and then notice again before your mind wanders off in a lot of thought, that's even better. If you can notice the present moment well enough so you're not so inclined to drift off into thought, that's even better still. But when instructions are given in mindfulness to focus on something, or very often mindfulness is associated with clearly recognizing and knowing something, and often we give instructions on mental noting to help with that, both the instructions of focusing and knowing can be seen as a mental act, mental activity. And that's certainly one way to be in the present moment, one way to notice, and it has tremendous value to do this. But it lends itself to some people to being missing out on a fullness of awareness that's possible. It lends itself to being a little bit excessively focused, or maybe differently, tight, or pushing, or a little bit too much being the one who's in charge who's going to do it, and really kind of bear down. Like, okay, here, I got to really focus on this, I'm going to bear down on the experience, or direct my mind there. And oddly enough, when that kind of bearing down and focusing, or really trying to be precise with the noting and the recognition, the mental part of it, ends up being a little bit of a separation from the experience, a kind of removal. And what Nikki did this morning about just being in the body is that when we sense the body, that sensing happens where the sensations happen where the sensing occurs. So if I touch my palms together, the sensing of the warmth or the softness happens in the palms. I can know it in the mind mentally, oh, that's softness, something, but the sensing happens in the palms. And to be receptive and open to the sensing experience, and kind of as a protection against excessively striving or pushing or trying too hard, being fast, as maybe Nikki said, And so when we do walking meditation, to think of it more as a sensing exercise than a mental exercise of knowing or focusing. And you're here to sense the experience of walking. Now, some people don't sense very much in their body, so don't worry, because the bottom line is just to notice whatever way you have. Be content with that, and don't worry too much. Even if you're striving, don't worry too much. It'll fix itself sooner or later, guaranteed. So don't have to worry. But if you're able to kind of relax into the body, open to the body, be receptive in the body, feel the experience of walking through the body, kind of like maybe if you are, I don't know if it works for you as an analogy, but I'm one of those maybe rare people who like the cars that drive by with the big bass sounds reverberating. Because I just kind of like relax and I feel my whole body vibrating. And they're like, oh. Or maybe you have a better reference for this. Maybe you have, you know, some, you know, nice music that you have in your home. And maybe you turn and you can feel it in your body, kind of a little bit of a vibration or something in your body. And so you kind of like feel that coming in. Or another maybe analogy is being on a cold day and standing in the sun and allowing, receiving the warmth as it comes into your skin, into your body. You know, we don't usually think about, you know, the sun is, you know, light is eight coming from the sun. It takes 8 minutes to get here, and it's arrived here, and now it's, you know, vibrating my atoms inside, and they're probably getting warmer. You know, you don't get into that cerebral thing. You kind of like relax, kind of like you go into a refreshing pool of water or a warm bath or something. Feel it in your body. So is there some way that you can kind of tune in or be receptive and experiment, kind of cultivate the ability as you walk to sense and feel? And sometimes when I begin walking meditation, I do that kind of very broadly. I would say to myself, sense the whole body. But it's not really my whole body. It's often the front of my body. I'm very torso-centric. And so it's really, I say the whole body, I'm feeling a lot of what's going on in my torso, and that's my way. So I'm just content with my way. And then as I do it, I feel what I call my whole body. Then I begin, sometimes I expand outwards and include a little bit more. And then as I'm more, kind of get into the, little bit into the flow of being present, then I find it useful to focus on the sensations of my feet as I walk, lower legs. And I say that now that I've said, you know, focus kind of carefully, I don't focus too hard or excessively. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's like soup and salt in the soup or something. It's almost like I focus so that I remember just well enough to be receptive and feel the sensations in my lower legs and feet as I go along. And the image that I have for myself is the feet are sponges, and they're sponges for sensations. And so the sensations, you know, sponges absorb water, so it's kind of like my feet are absorbing the sensations. So I'm in, it encourages me to be in the receptive mode. And I'm kind of, the focusing is a centering or a settling on that area of my body, but not hard. There's a softness to it, a gentleness to it. I'm not trying too hard. And I don't mind too much if my mind wanders off. And so it's not like I'm trying to really try hard to not wander off, but I am kind of settling and settling and settling there over and over again, relaxing into it. So the focus has kind of coming back and relaxing and being here, being simple, not being so concerned with what I'm thinking, letting go of my thoughts if it's easy enough. Letting the thoughts be in the background, not so important. there's a whole layer of thinking which don't have nothing to do with the meditation, but are so gentle or in the background that they don't really interfere either. So if you have this idea I'm supposed to not think at all, then, you know, you could actually make it harder to focus. So we find a place that's about 20 or 30 paces long, and generally it's a good idea just to walk back and forth. It's simpler, you know the route pretty quickly, you don't have to, that part of the mind that has to figure out where to walk, it doesn't have to operate once you've gone back and forth a few times. And there's not a lot of new sights and sounds, excuse me. There's not a lot of sights and sounds to new ones to get pull you away maybe, walking back and forth and turning around, that turning around phase of the walking is a wonderful time to notice whether you've wandered off in thought and start over again for the next pass. to find a pace that brings you a sense of ease. I find it's often nice to do a kind of more or less ordinary, relaxed street pace in the beginning, and then to slowly, as the 40 minutes unfold, to go slower. But sometimes it's good to go fast. There are times when I've had really big surges of emotion on retreat, and I've power walked back and forth, and that was the best way that I could be present for the experience and the sensing of it, because a slow walk just wasn't going to work that way. But if you do really fast walking, you should probably do it a little bit further away from the people who are going slow, you know, so you don't frighten them or something. So go outside someplace if you can, and if the mental noting helps you to kind of settle in and really sense and feel, you could say stepping, or right, left. Or the classic way is to say, if you're walking slow enough, lifting, moving, placing. But saying that is kind of like you're saying it in the spirit of it being an invitation to sense and to feel. More an invitation than you better focus. You know? And so it is to sense and feel, settle into the body, sense, and a sensory awareness exercise. And that can be, for some people, a nice alternative to some of the usual way the mind works. It's kind of a relief. They don't have to think and figure out and do so much. And if what I'm saying really doesn't work, which I'm sure I'm like this, there's so many different ways of being aware, maybe you have your own way of being with your body, being present during the walking meditation that just kind of keeps you in the present moment. And so probably your way is probably the way. And now when you do a walking meditation, it's helpful that... Well, say it this way, just kind of provocatively, that the walking meditation doesn't work if you don't do it. And when I began my walking career, walking meditation, I did not like it. And it's okay. You don't have to like it for it to work. So if you kind of get too caught up in what you like, and give too much emphasis on what I like and don't like, you're actually maybe shortchanging yourself. And I find that for some people, like for me, walking meditation was an acquired taste. And I acquired it. And I love it now. And it's worth acquiring the taste. So don't be, it's helpful just to do it. It's also helpful to do it as big of a block of time as you can during the walking period. So ideally, if you had to go to the bathroom or have tea or do something, that you would do it at the beginning and the end. You wouldn't walk a little bit, have tea, walk a little bit, pee, walk a little bit, get a toast, walk a little bit, take a nap, walk a little bit, and oh, it's time to go back and sit. So the idea is just, so you have really a block to settle into it. And you can walk in the walking hall here. We walked a short distance so more people can fit in there. You can walk on the deck. You can walk in the community hall. If it's kind of first come, first serve, what happens on the carpet down there and the rug. So if you're there, you can do walking meditation on it. If you're first. Some people actually walk in the rooms. Some people find the rooms, the bedrooms is long enough to go back and forth. It's a little short, but some people do it. And outside on the grounds, wherever you find it's comfortable, nice. So the last thing I'll say is the walking and the sitting complement each other. And it's very actually useful to go back and forth. It kind of resets the mind so that if you sat all the time, it probably wouldn't be so useful. And the kind of whatever happens, by not sitting, it kind of resets, you come back in a little different way. And the same thing, if the sitting then resets for walking, and the two complement each other and build the practice over the days and that we're here. So I hope you enjoy your walking, and we'll go out now and we can do some. Thank you.